RDU 98.5, you're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, our next conversation is very much not burnt. You may have heard the ads playing for the South Natural Wine Festival coming up. Not the first time they've advertised on our station. And it's a roaring festival and it only gets better and better every year. I'm delighted to have with me Silver Wing Wines in the studio here to talk all things wine. Good morning.
Oh, g'day, Liam. Thanks for having us.
Oh, hey, it is a great to have you back in. Wine is just one of those endlessly interesting topics. Tell me, how often do, in your everyday life, do people bring up wine to you?
Well, funny enough, you just mentioned the burnt radio. I did actually burn a wine once.
Did you? How do you do that?
Well, yeast likes to be sort of above 10 degrees or, you know, loves 18, 20. And we had a cold summer and I heated it up, my Pinot Gris up with a bar, which is really, really hot, and it needs to be submerged. I didn't have it down quite enough.
Oh, right.
And it burnt around the rim. And
oh, wow.
Of course, 1,200 litres, I had to sell it, but people said it had a lovely caramel nose.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably maybe isn't too bad. Oh, see, this is why I love talking about wine. This is, I'm learning things already. Anyway, so... haven't seen you in a while. How's last year been for you?
Oh, it's been pretty good. We had a smaller harvest last year, but drought, really intense flavours. Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Cool. Oh, fantastic. And it's 10 years for you, a very special milestone this year, of being preservative-free, correct?
That's right. We started 2010, but 2014 we started to stop adding preservatives and anything, but we kept a small range going. So we had Nada, which was no additions, and a small range with some, but the Nada was pretty good and we've just stuck with that. And yeah, that's been 10 years now.
Wow, congratulations. Like, what was that from like a business standpoint? That would have been a nerve-wracking decision to go preservative free?
Yeah, because you can do it in a glass demijohn, but you never know what a wine is unless you put it in a barrel or some big vessels. That was very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, just for those who maybe aren't kind of better informed or haven't heard you on the show before, can you just really, really briefly touch on what we talk about when we say natural wine?
Okay, well, I've got a bottle for you.
Yes.
This is our Frankenfurter Pet Nat. We bottle it still sweet and it ferments in the bottle like a beer does.
Yes.
And funnily enough, that's not quite ready. It's not ready for 2 weeks. So if you could...
Right.
Yeah, keep it in a warm place.
Okay.
For 2 weeks and then it will be dry and sparkly fizzy. If you went home tonight and opened it, it would be slightly sweet and only slightly fizzy.
Interesting. So what do they call, is it a Lambrusco they call fizzy wine or something?
Yeah, there's lots of ways of making it. You can just inject CO2, but this one, it's like a rustic champagne.
Yeah, right. Wow. So this Frankenfurter range, firstly, love the label, just adore it. How did this come about?
Well, a friend of ours, Spencer Hall, is a cartoonist, and we just, I don't know, we were having a bit of a night out, and we thought Frankenfurter escapes from a winery with an oak addiction, running down the street with a barrel hanging behind him and a chain, and we're fine.
Oh, fantastic.
Every year's a different cartoon, and my partner Karen got a bit carried away and she's actually done a billboard this year with Frankenfurter.
Oh my God.
I think it's near Gasson Street.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where is that? I need to go see it, I think.
Broham and around there. And it's got the Invisible Man this year.
Oh, right. Oh my gosh. So What's this other one you've got here?
Do you want to try it?
Yes, I would love to. It's a stunning, like, yellow colour. Incredible colour. Kind of not what you'd see in a usual wine. I'm trying to emphasise this because obviously as an audience you can't see it, but it's a remarkable colour. Smells lovely.
Yeah, it's Field Blend Pet Nat, Riesling and Sauvignon.
So what, when you say Pet Nat, what does that mean?
Petulant Naturel.
Classy.
I tried to learn French. I think petulant, you know, like a naughty, bubbly, I think.
Yeah, right.
I think that's where it comes from.
Oh, okay. So what was the combo of wines in this again?
This one is Riesling, Sauvignon, and a touch of Semillon.
Wow. So, you're going to have to excuse my ignorance here a little bit. But different types of wine have different styles of grapes, right?
Yeah, so they're like, you know, like apples have Cox's Orange and Granny Smith. It's pretty similar with grapes. They're different varieties.
Yeah, right. And that's kind of, so there's a few varieties of grapes going on here.
Yeah, and, you know, Bubbles needs acidity, so these grapes have good acidity.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine this wine if it was flabby without the acid? You just it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't really make sense. No, like this is bitey. It's like biting into a crisp apple. I absolutely love it.
Definitely.
And I'd love to get your thoughts and opinions on this, but I think fizzy wine is slightly more palatable. Like, I think it goes down easier.
It's funny, like, you can share a bottle of fizzy wine and the conversation seems to quite quickly get quite sideways and a bit funnier than you would if you were sitting down having a still one.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the Natural Wine Festival, forgetting names. Stumbling over my words.
The South Natural. We almost called it Natural South, but it is.
The South Natural Wine Festival, which is, of course, you know, big thing on the calendar for you guys. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's essentially your baby, is it not?
Well, Karen and me wanted to go to a natural wine festival for years in the South Island, and there was almost one 4 years ago, got cancelled, and then we just thought we'd better start one. So, yeah.
And here we go. And, like, how many wineries are we talking?
We've got, last year was six. We've got 9 wineries this year.
Oh, whoa. Right. So that's quite the extension. That's fantastic, though. Is this a sign that it's getting more common, natural wine?
It's really popular overseas, and it's just slowly, pick up here. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, that's exciting. Tell me, what should people be in, what are they in store for if they come?
Well, there'll be 9 stalls with wine from, natural wine from Hawke's Bay, Canterbury, Otago, somewhere else. Oh, Marlborough. And we'll have Don Maxwell there doing a mystery wine challenge on the stage.
Ooh.
Winemaker. He will be showing the 5 best contestants during the day. They will compete to guess where a wine's from, Northern Hemisphere, Southern, New Zealand, Australia, the variety and the year, and the winner wins a 3-litre bottle called a Jeroboam.
That seems very not easy to do.
Funnily enough, the person last year who won it was a winemaker, Jackie from North Canterbury. But I think this person who got second had never had a European wine in their life.
Wow, really?
So it is really tricky. Yeah.
So they win this big bottle. What is it called again?
Jeroboam.
And now that's the style of the bottle, right?
They've I actually don't know much about it. You go, I've got Jeroboam's 3 litres, and then there's a Methuselah.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And the names just get more and more evil sounding.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's a bad guy there. Well, to our audience, don't panic too much if you miss out on some of the details about the festival, because we'll actually be talking about that again in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on the 10-year anniversary and all that. My big question is, so why isn't there more natural wine?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You've got less hangover. It is a little bit more expense, time consuming to make. You can't have ullage on the top of a tank. Ullage is the space of air. You need to top up a lot.
And right.
You need good... I think there will be, because 1,000 years ago it was all natural wine. Then everybody
In
the 50s, everyone got into chemicals, and now we're just sort of going back to how it was. Yeah.
It's so interesting. Now, before we wrap up, you did, before we went on air, touch on something I'm quite curious about. And I think these things are interesting because they're factors of winemaking that your typical drinker doesn't think about when they're drinking it. But you've got like a beetle problem or something at the moment?
Oh, we're expecting a beetle attack tonight.
Right. How do you know that's coming?
Oh, well, I've been a bit slow learning, really. It's the last 5 years we've been at the first week of November every year.
Wow, really?
They crawl out of grass paddocks and they fly to the nearest, in our case, row of vines, and they eat like crazy. They do it for about 5 weeks, and then they fly up into the trees, shag, have babies, and die.
Lovely. Wow, what a life to lead. My gosh. What type of beetles are we talking about here?
They're bronze beetle, grass grub. Because we're organic, there is an organic spray, but it doesn't last long.
So
what we're doing is getting a lot of secondhand paint buckets, filling them with water, and Karen's bought a lot of little lights, and we're going to drown them, yeah. If we can seduce them into drowning, yeah.
Wow. I'm kind of fascinated to hear how that goes, actually. But, I mean, these are just common factors in the life of a winery, aren't they?
Do you want us to count them?
Oh, hey, you might get a little bored there. I can't imagine beetles come in like small quantities. Really.
Oh, well, I wish they did.
Hey, well, what's this wine we're drinking one more time? It's lovely.
Phil Blend Pitnat.
And if someone wants to pick up a bottle, obviously they could at the South Natural Wine Festival, but if they don't want to wait that long, where is Silver Wing supplied?
We're at Vino Fino. They normally have
lovely.
Us. And Francis Nation. Yeah, I think it's only 2 wine shops in Christchurch that have it, but those 2.
Oh, but very good ones. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations on everything you've been doing. I think it's so fantastic and so important. And thank you for bringing in some wine, obviously. It's much appreciated. Is there anything else you want to mention before we go?
No, I just want to hear your next song.